This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Excuse my throat. There's still pollen in the air. As we do, we're going to kick off this this week with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm glad it's just pollen.
Yeah, so far. we had a storm here over the evening last night. That blew everything off of the deck, blew everything off of everything, blew a couple of fences apart, trees down all over the place, still got pollen in the air.
I know. We had a tornado nearby, and I swear the ground is still yellow with pollen. Well, these are crazy times. Pollen is just part of it. You know, if you had told me months ago that some guy would get arrested for surfing in the Pacific Ocean because he's not staying far enough away from people, I just said,
when he's by himself.
What are you drinking? Yeah, what are you drinking, right? Or a couple leaves home, goes and sits on a hillside to watch sunset, and the cops ticket them. I'm going, that's just enforcement for dollars. That's all that is. That's silliness. Well, then we had some states close gun stores, while in other states, you could do curbside pickup. Oh, you passed your background check. Drive by, show us your driver's license. The ATF said, we're still on the premises because we're on the property. We don't need to be inside. Boop. What a wonderful country.
In some places. In other places, it's not nearly as good as it should be. But in some places, yes.
Right. Well, and you and I have known this any number of times. When people are under stress, they exhibit their character. Clearly, there are a large number of government officials who should not have been in their position of authority because they've messed up terribly. We see states that are, you know, who I admire more than anyone else I've heard? The governor of South Dakota. She goes, look, this isn't New Jersey. We're not densely populated. You're adults. Do the right thing. Don't put people at risk.
Yeah. If only the other 49 would act that way.
Yeah. Well, I agree. You know, and as much as I am a critic of the NRA, their firearm safety classes are available online. I'm really worried about people argue whether it's 1 million new gun owners or 5 million new gun owners who didn't get a chance to go, okay, I've got a gun. I need to get in a class. I need to go to the range to figure out how the controls work. Who can help me through that? And instead we said, so sorry, quarantine, go home. If the first time one of these guys puts a bullet in the floor, the news media will be all over it that guns are dangerous and all the new gun owners should just throw the guns in the river.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, though. I don't think that's going to happen. Well, I mean, when you look at the overwhelming majority of defensive gun uses where somebody actually pulls a trigger, none of them have trained as hard as you do to gunfight.
right?
And, you know, for all I know, some of them have never trained at all. They may have right. never, they have may, you know, they may go to the range or something from time to time, but there's a little bit of difference between going to the range and shooting and going to the range and taking a class. So instinctively, you see a bunch of things, and it's sort of encouraging, but at the same time, I don't know how the leftists are going to do. The leftists, the biggest problem with the leftists, because there's a lot of them that bought guns,
right.
is they're very afraid and they do a lot of projection.
Right.
And I would not be surprised to see one of them snatch the gun out at the very little and, you know, at the very least brandish it.
I was worried about that, Bill. My friends at the Polite Society podcast, Paul Lathrop, Amanda Suffacool, we put together 41 10-minute videos. Now, we're not that good. We asked for help. So we had people, firearms instructors, Rob Pincus, Beth Alcazar, Charlie Cook, a number of them. I'll have to go through them with you later, to say, hey, you're in quarantine. Just look through these videos. This is how to store your gun safely. Here's what you need to know about ammunition. We've made it hard for you. It's confusing. Just to get people over the hump. Mike Sieglinder had this other statement. He goes, I'm going to be an optimist. With all the time we have for dry fire, we should come out of this immensely skilled. Well, we have to get over a couple of basics before we can do that, Mike.
Yeah. Just a few here and there.
Well, I've written articles about it as well. And that's, you know, what, 6 hours of my life sitting in a chair like this doing short little videos that I can never get back. Hopefully it will help. They're on the Polite Society podcast YouTube page. If you go look under playlists, they're all listed there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Have to go check those out. Why do you say they're not the best? What's the matter with them?
Well, you have seen finally produced training videos. This is come as you are, stumble over your words. It's not edited out. It's not cleaned up that much.
I got bad news for you. Everybody now, even the late night guys, they're all YouTube. Everybody's YouTube now. Nobody's going to studios. And so right now, you are state of the art. You are state of the art as far as that goes. You are equal with everybody out there today.
Right.
Good.
Well, I've seen your videos. I'm impressed. They look well done. But those videos aren't for you and me. They're for somebody, Bill, who really was scared. And they could be everything from someone who's an older person who's usually stays at home, to a young gal who's working in a convenience store and sees that the druggies in the area are behaving differently during quarantine. Wow, we're seeing a lot of depression, a lot of suicides. These are difficult times.
They are.
We want to make it a little bit better.
So give them something to do. Give them something to occupy their mind with. That's a good step. That's some very good stuff. I hope you guys put that. Well, I mean, I tell you what. Before we go to break, tell everybody where to find those videos, because that's, especially if you're new. If you're a new gun owner, it's not rocket science, but you do need to know. And once you know, well, then you know. You like that? That's sort of a word of wisdom today. Once you know, then you know.
Okay, I'm just short address.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube, look for the Polite Society podcast. On that, look at their playlists. Today, they're 41. Probably by the close of this, there'll be more.
Very good. And, of course, you. How do we find you?
Everything I write starts at slowpress.wordpress.com, goes to Ammoland, goes to Clash Daily, and once a week, I get to spend an hour with my friend Bill Frady.
Oh, yeah. And we get to talk video. I'm going to go look at this. I may be jealous. So I'm about to go to YouTube and check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse from the Polite Society podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Slow Facts WordPress blog, and those associated media outlets. Where would you like to go with this, sir?
Well, I'd like to leave the videos we talked about because a friend of mine from Ohio told me that three appellate judges had basically overturned an interpretation of a law in Ohio, so their 3,000 armed school staff volunteers were effectively outlawed.
Yeah.
Now, this, it's not immediate because it's quarantine. Schools are closed. But the decisions they used, the way they did it, I thought was just strange. It took me a little while to study it. What the judges claimed was the law says this: if you're going to be act as a policeman, you know, in an official police capacity, then you have to take several hundred hours of academy training, basically. You know, you're going to be a police officer, special police, security guard. Oh, okay. Okay. You're acting like a cop. You can arrest people. And in fact, with that training, you're a sworn officer. You see someone breaking Ohio laws, you are duty bound to pursue them.
Well, are they going to be certified as cops?
Well, that's what that training is for.
Well, yeah, but I mean, do they actually get the certification to be cops? I actually tracked down Sean Maloney and asked him a little bit about this, but I did not know that part of it. That's sort of troubling. Why do they need to know? Why do they need to know the traffic codes?
Why do they need to collect and preserve evidence and a chain of ownership of that evidence? They're not going to transport suspects. They're not going to be drawn into a trial and present first-hand account evidence of why an arrest was made. We don't want school staff to do that. They volunteered to do one thing that was very, very different. I mean, the FASTER program, volunteer armed school staff members in Ohio raised their hand and said, would you please consider me? Because they were going to go put their body between who they call their kids, our children, and a bullet. And they said, can I have a chance to survive and keep more of my kids alive? And these two judges said, no, you can't.
Now, who brought this up? How did this actually make it into court?
Oh, this is Bloomberg's group.
Okay.
A lower court judge said, yeah, of course, school superintendents, school board members can choose that or reject it for their school. They don't force any teacher to do this. I don't even think they're paid extra. But volunteers can be vetted and allowed to be armed at school, just as they're allowed to be armed every place else. They take extra training. In fact, they have to shoot better than police officers in Ohio.
Right, right.
And they get some trauma training, because that's really the whole point. Hi, the sooner they stop the threat, the sooner they can stop the bleeding, the sooner they can get EMTs and police on scene to get kids the treatment and save lives. And it bothered me. I was thinking, why would a judge make that sort of decision? But think who a judge sees. The good guys with guns are all cops. The bad guys with guns are all criminals. They never see a concealed carry holder. We're like a unicorn to them. They've heard of us. They've just never, ever, ever seen one of us in a courtroom.
Hmm.
And then two, there's this trend where we codify behavior. You know, it used to be, it was a jitney service. You want to give people a ride? Get in your cab at rush hour? Here, guys will pay you. Oh, now you need a cab license to do that. You want to braid hair? Now you need a license to do that. You want to help somebody with their makeup? You need a license to do that now. You want to clean somebody's yard? Oh, do you have a yard maintenance license? So they said, oh, you want to save kids? You need a kids saving license. The closest thing we have, okay, go be a baby cop. I don't want to be a baby cop.
So has this been appealed?
It will be, but Bill, that can take years.
Sure, it's but I mean, the only thing that I find surprising about this is they had to know that was coming, didn't they?
Yep.
I mean, they'd been sort of telegraphing this. They were out there. What have they been saying? They've characterized teachers as remarkably stupid. A teacher can't carry a gun. That's too much information.
She can carry it everywhere else, but she can't carry it at school.
Right, right. And, you know, the actual training that they need is they simply need to understand when lethal force is necessary. And in their position, if they actually get activated and they're called on to operate, well, the presumption can very, very easily be made that they're going to have to employ lethal force.
Right.
So it's not a lot of figuring out to do there, as far as I can see. But I'm surprised it took them this long to get to it.
It's not subtle. Well, the governor of Ohio, when he was the attorney general, wrote a ruling that said, "Look, we're not hiring school staff to be cops. They may get hired to be football coaches. They may do music lessons after school, choirs, marching bands, all that stuff. But we're not hiring them to be cops. They do this in an auxiliary capacity to their regular job.
Sure.
They could be bus drivers, cafeteria workers. They're volunteers who are around the kids. They could be custodians. It's sad, but think of it this way, too. Judges don't provide their own security. They have bailiffs that do that at work. And I think they're so used to hiring people to protect them. Well, why don't the schools do that as well?
Well, the bad part about it is that they still have to. We'll pick that up in a minute. Thank you, sir. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is starting off the week seemingly miles apart on an interim coronavirus bill to boost small businesses. Republican leaders are pushing for a $250 billion aid package that will go right to small businesses. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are pushing to expand and include more money that will go to hospitals and state and local governments. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, tells Fox News,
"And I hope that the Democrats will come to their senses this week. We put funding into hospitals and the state and city governments for their responses to this virus just in this same legislation a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, the only program that's at risk of running out of money are the small business loans."
At the White House, President Trump holding his daily coronavirus task force briefing, and former Vice President Joe Biden gets an endorsement from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out. Home of the binary trigger, home of Seleuce Militia Line, Reformation Line, Providence. Goodness gracious, check them out. FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, training student. What's this going to do to our training possibilities for this year, you think?
That is a great... You know, a bunch of instructors I've spoken to said, yeah, people had to cancel classes and I had to schedule a bunch of video classes to make up. So they're busier than ever, but it's not as efficient as getting a bunch of people together at the same time. I suspect when we finally get to go out and go outside and meet each other, we're going to make a lot of noise. We're going to finally get to take these new gun owners to the range, give them the experience they need to be safe.
Yeah, that's
That would be a good thing, I think, to have happen. I would rejoice in seeing that occur, but I don't know. I mean, right now, Fisher is up in Michigan cooking a bunch of gourmet meals. Literally. And he keeps pushing things back. I think he's looking at June right now.
Wow.
And that's yeah. That's about average for everybody. I think everybody's sort of looking at June.
Now, Steve will teach anybody. He is a great instructor. His specialty, I think, is to teach people who have to perform under extraordinary steps, under stress. I think of him as more training for police or armed security staff, just because the problems they have to solve are different than the ones I have to solve.
Right.
I get to hide in my room. They have to walk toward gunfire. Different class of problem. And I would think that institutional training, yeah, gets pushed way back. But if you're healthy, your wife's healthy, you bought a gun, you really want to know how to use it, because otherwise it's a dangerous paperweight to have in your home. And they lift the restrictions, you and your wife can go with a single instructor to the range and get squared away pretty quickly. I'm hoping 2 weeks from now.
So, who's a class that you would like to go take you haven't taken yet?
Well, Steve's got a motion class. I would love to go to Gunsight. Never been there yet. Tiger McGee. Who else? John Farnham.
Yeah, John. Yeah.
Just obviously. Marty Hayes, the guy out of Memphis who closed down his range. Oh, Tom Givens. Yeah. So there are tremendous instructors. And I predict as soon, John Murphy, as soon as this quarantine breaks, their classes, particularly for beginners, are going to fill up in a hurry.
I wonder how the logistics of that, watching that ramp up would be, I wonder how fast they're going to be able to ramp up, because they're going to have to go out and get range space and all this other stuff.
Right. And it will be a disruption. Lots of people will go, yes, we'd like to, we're not sure if we're open. And what they need is certainty, because they got to book dates. People have to put money down. I mean, think of all the meetings that have been canceled. TACCON, where instructors were going to meet, was canceled, both the East and West Coast version of that. The NRA, USCCA, lots of people, you know, just got canceled out, darn it.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of which classes I'd like to take. I'd like to take a Farnham class. I'd like to go to Thunder Ranch. And I'd like to take a class with Masad Ayoub. But you've probably taken one of those, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are they as good as I think they would be?
Yes and no. I find part, you know, he'll go back and he'll teach you Weaver and Chapman and then isosceles, so you know where it comes from. If I were just teaching pure self-defense, I don't know that I would go back that far. I would just concentrate on isosceles and then do more work with cover, concealment, and barricades. Oh, where all of a sudden that stance goes around, you know, goes down the toilet because you've got something you have to work around. So what do you do with your feet now? But, it's great training. The legal use of lethal force part is hard to beat. Yeah. The classroom part of the Mag 20.
I want to ask you a question. You're not going to have time to answer this, but I mean, in the old days when Windows was coming out, I remember when Windows 95 came out, and I heard how all of the Windows systems were just basically overlays over the old Windows system. So you had a foundation of Windows underneath Windows. It's sort of like the roads, the way we pave the roads. We never dig up the roads and start over fresh. we just pave over the imperfections and just smooth them out. We're constantly just smoothing things out. Do you think, after with all the classes you've taken, because you've taken more classes than I've taken, I think this would actually be the case, but I think it would be better to get out there and train and not get such a historic archive of different physical things, because what are you trying to build in training? You're trying to build muscle memory.
Right.
So if you're going to why would you take a tour and work those various muscle memory postures and everything else when, you know, you're just doing it for the sake of being exposed to it, but it's not actually what you're going to use?
It is historic. I think different institutions require you to know this. If you're going through a police academy and want to be a trainer, you probably have to be able to demonstrate all that. Working around some obstacles, the posture you adopt in confined quarters absolutely looks like some of those positions, but that isn't where I would start most self-defense students. They face a different problem. You're right. I'd want the basic skills extremely solid before we worked on to that.
With the, I don't have anything wrong with learning fundamentals. As a matter of fact, I think fundamentals is where they all have to go by. That's one of the things I like so much about the tactical response class, because
right,
they were more concerned with you mastering gross motor skills than fine motor skills.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
They did have us do malfunction clearances. Which way do you want to call that? But I take your point. They did have us move. They had us get down in the dirt, work from there, get back up, maintain muscle discipline.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. We'll go over that in just a second. Tell everybody how to find you.
My writing starts at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I do self-defense gun stories once a week. I also am on the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast. And then, for fun, I get to be here with Bill.
Yeah. Such fun. All right. We'll be right back. More fun coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been talking training, we've been talking some other things. Where would you like? How would you like to finish this particular hour up, sir?
Well, you got Dan Zimmerman coming up after me, right?
Not today. No, Dan will be with me tomorrow.
All right. Well, it's fascinating news. We've seen, I mentioned before, some politicians behave really badly during, you know, give them an ounce of power and they abuse it. So we had the Second Amendment Foundation sue the governors of New Mexico and Massachusetts for the way, now there are lots of other states they've sued already, but these are the recent additions, for the way they closed gun shops and stopped firearm sales, meaning you could have already had your background check. Maybe you're waiting for a waiting period. Nope. Can't come in the store. Well, we'll do it by appointment only. No, that's too dangerous. No, it's not clear that that's dangerous at all. You're just abusing your authority. So SAF was there to sue those two governors, and I need to send them some more money, Second Amendment Foundation, for the great work they're doing. Lee Williams, the gun writer out of Florida, I think, is it Sarasota, the Herald Tribune?
Yes, sir.
Had a great piece with all these new gun owners. He just said the Brady Bunch has just thrown every bad argument that they have in a sack against a wall, hoping something would stick in the news. And I went and looked at it and I go, wow, he's really right. I mean, they're telling all these first time gun owners who said the world is crazy. The cops have said they won't be there. Yes, but the Brady said, guns won't make you safer, and you shouldn't want them just because the police said they're not coming. They think that's a winning argument? Yeah, gun stores should be closed because crowds are bad. And if we drive up to the gun store after passing our background check and get served curbside, well, buying guns shouldn't be like getting burgers and a fries. That's your argument for people trying to protect themselves?
Well, it sounds like they've missed part of the what they're trying to say, right? I mean, what comes after? Okay, you don't need to buy a gun just because the police aren't coming. Shouldn't they be saying
yes? Yes.
Shouldn't they be also adding to that saying, "Here's what you can do instead," which I don't know what they would say because there's nothing they can say. But you know,
well, we do want, you know, hopefully, people who are saying, "I think I need a firearm to protect my family," have already taken the issue of developing a safety plan. Hey, that means I have my doors and windows locked. Really? Do you know that your windows are locked at night? Because, you know, if somebody comes in, this could be lethal. Somebody could die because you're going to bring a gun to the argument. And you've made the commitment to identify your target. You know, a drunk neighbor isn't going to get shot because you've already thought about what you'll do. Well, let's hope that that's what happened. And the Brady campaign just sort of waves and says, that's what doormen downstairs are for, to keep me safe up here in the penthouse.
Dorman.
They really don't want to dig very deep and answer that question.
No, they don't. Doorman. I guess in the cities they live in, yes, that's probably what they would that's what they would think. But yeah, that's one of those things. It's another one of those leftist tropes, like the grocery bags and the mass transit and living in cities, right, and all this other stuff that they've gone, and not needing a gun.
Right.
Except the problem is, and I would really love to have one on. I need to find one that would come on the show. The debate here is that they have lost. They've lost that argument. There's nothing they can say to make, okay, so the cops aren't going to be there available to save me. These are the ones you told me would take care of me, but they're not there now, so now it's up to me, and you want me not to have a gun.
If you have one, you need to put a trigger lock on it, Bill.
Keep, you know, take the slide off, keep the slide on one location, lower in another location, ammo in another location, in the name of safety, and then put it all in. You need three separate gun safes for all of that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's an argument. I think it's an appeal to emotion for people who don't want to take their safety very seriously. The people they're arguing for, trying to persuade, probably are city dwellers for the large part. Oh, that's why the cops are here. I'm never alone in New York. Well, actually, you are now. The streets aren't. You go out at night. You're not in a crowd. You can be alone really fast.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. That when and I think for a lot of people, I think a lot of people who made decisions to buy guns figured this part out. They probably looked at what the government was doing and realized, as I did, and as you did, that the government didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what to do.
Right.
They were caught completely unaware with this. Now, there had been people in California, like Schwarzenegger, who tried to set things up for a pandemic, except it didn't come, and they sold it.
Yep.
And they wanted a high-speed rail instead. They tried to set it for, Bloomberg tried to set it for a pandemic in New York, and de Blasio decided it was not worth you know, updating and maintaining it. So he sold it.
That's right.
And all of these states, like Virginia, I just saw that Virginia, I'm going to talk about it later on, Virginia just passed a little appetizer suite of five new gun controls and everything else. And I understand that there are certain things that need to be done, but really, truly, this just comes down to you got to get out and vote. The common denominator amongst all of these power grabbers, all these little tyrant wannabes,
is somebody voted him in.
Right.
Some state voted him in. And for the first time in a long time, you get to see these politicians at their worst, which is really revealing, like you said earlier. This is the clear-cut indicator of their true character.
Now, is it the calamitous decisions that Virginia made or the epidemic, but their bond rating is already taking a hit?
Well, sure.
All states are going to have that problem to some degree. Virginia's taking it harder because they weren't very smart about these new proposals. You know, sooner or later, you do run out of other people's money. And then what happens to your political promises?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at California. California wants to.
Right.
California won't do anything about their homeless problems. They were going to have a typhus outbreak anyway. But before they could have the typhus outbreak, they had coronavirus. And they're not doing anything about the homeless, as far as I know right now. And including looking at how much they have coronavirus, who's asymptomatic with that and all that other stuff. So all of these leftist bastions, for the people that are unfortunately caught in that, I feel bad for them. And at the same time, please, God, it doesn't take a lot of waking up to just take a moment, employ a little critical thinking when you vote for these yahoos. It doesn't take that much research. It's not something you have to give up your weekend for. So, anyway.
Bill, I've looked at the numbers, and when I read about the sanitary conditions in San Francisco,
yeah,
I pray for those people because they could have a virus outbreak that just could be devastating. And no matter how those people vote, I don't want them to have to learn that way quite that hard.
Well, I mean...
frightens me.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time. The same way things are created in wet markets,
right,
like in Wuhan, that can happen,
yep,
in San Francisco with all that feces and everything building up.
Yep.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, we're gonna check in with the student of the gun, Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.